بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: ألا إن الدنيا ملعونة، ملعون ما فيها إلا ذكر الله تعالى وما والاه وعالما ومتعلما. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه دريت أهل رسول الله sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, listen, this world is cursed and all that is in it is cursed except the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whatever is beloved to him. Mal'unun ma fiha illa dhikr Allah Ta'ala wa ma walahu, and what is beloved to him or what is next to dhikrullah. Wa aliman wa muta'alliman, and an alim and a person seeking knowledge. So in this hadith we understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this world. And Allah does not give any prominence to this world. The main focus should be the akhirat, as we've been explaining the last few days. Curse means something that is despised, kept away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, away from the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give any significance to this dunya. Like we did the hadith yesterday, it's not even equivalent to the wing of a mosquito. So it does not mean that now being in this world we all are accursed. No, what is meant is that a person should be engaged in dhikrullah, in remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and doing those deeds that make us obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and gain His pleasure and gain His special tawajjuh and attention. A person who is in this world and he is remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he is seeking knowledge of deen, or he has become an alim and he is imparting the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the focus is the hereafter, which Allah ta'ala has kept forever and ever. It's perpetual. And that place, the Jannat, Jannat is a place of salam. Salam opposite to being cursed. Dunya is cursed. There is no barakah. There is no mercy. It is kept away from the merciful glance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes care of us in this world. He has created us. And Allah ta'ala does not make us go through difficulties for no reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept something far better, far greater, and that is the akhirat. So what is meant is that a person should be in Allah Ta'ala's obedience. He should be in the person in Allah Ta'ala's dhikr. He should seek the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, such knowledge that will gain Allah Ta'ala's pleasure and make us become closer and closer to Him. And then we will be in the special attention of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وعن عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تتخذوا ضيعة فترغبوا في الدنيا. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه says, رسول الله said, do not hanker after taking more and more properties, so much so that you become engrossed in this world. Of course, acquiring any property, any building, any land, into your person needs to develop, he needs to build his home, is nothing wrong in that. But the focus, the objective again of life, should not lead a person away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How much of time goes in acquiring more and more properties, more and more buildings, more and more investments? So whilst it is important for us to have a home, and that is a right a person has, however, taking more and more where a person has no need for it. A person just builds several homes, has got several properties just lying there empty. He doesn't have any need. This will take a person away from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, رِجَالُ لَا تُلْهِمْ تِجَارَ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Allah praise those men whom neither trade nor commerce distracts them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, involvement in this world to such an extent that the person now becomes, just desires more and more properties, more and more wealth, then what will happen? He'll never become satisfied. And the only thing will satisfy him will be when the qabr sand will be thrown into his face when he is buried. That's the end. So whilst we are in this world again, what is necessary, what is zarurat, we should acquire it in a halal way, halal and wholesome way. What is beyond that? What's no need? There's no need for it. Yes, a person wants to amass wealth and just go more and more, become more and more involved in dunya. But that is not something which Shariat guides us towards. Shariat does not like that. Shariat abhors that. Shariat takes away from that. Does not encourage us towards seeking more and more properties. When Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu qal, marra alina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah passed by us, wa nahnu nu'aliju khussan lana, whereas we were repairing a tent of ours or a hut of ours. So we had a small hut or a tent and we were busy repairing it. Faqala ma hadha? What is it? Faqulla qad waha. He said, well, we explained to Rasulullah that this hut or this tent has become weak. We are mending it, repairing it. Wa nahnu nuslihuhu. We are busy repairing it. So there's a hut, there's a tent, and they're busy repairing it. فَقَالَ مَا أَرَى الْأَمْرَ إِلَّا أَعْجَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. He says, وَمَا أُرَى الْأَمْرَ إِلَّا أَعْجَلَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. I think that moth will come more quicker than you mending and finishing repairing this tent. Now from this, رواه أبو داود والترمذي إسناد البخاري ومسلم وقال الترمذي حديث حسن صحيح. Now from this hadith we see that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم brings again our attention to moth. To moth, preparing for after life. In other words, all our time should not just be in the zarurat of this dunya and just seeing to the needs of this dunya. Our main focus again is akhirat, akhirat, akhirat. So Rasulullah says that moth will come more swiftly to you than before this hut can even collapse. So what is important? Reformation of our amal. Our good deeds, preparing for maut, the life after maut, preparing for the jannat, for the akhirat. Otherwise, just like how this hut collapses, we will also collapse. And when we collapse, there's the end of this world for us. And now a person cannot do any nakis. Then there'll only be hasrat and regret. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indicating to us and showing us that don't become too engrossed in the architectural design of things and in building huge mansions and palaces and things. There are more urgent matters. What is the more urgent matter? Maut, akhirat. We have seen in the last few months how many people were with us and they left this world. When we go to the Qabristan, take an ibrat. That we too, when we're going to go there, nobody knows. So before maut strikes us, let us now engage in those good deeds. And alhamdulillah, we see the month of Sha'ban is already coming. May Allah give us barakat in the month of Sha'ban. The month of Ramadan, may Allah make us see Ramadan in an excellent condition, without any taklif whatsoever, in a condition that we are strongly connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before Ramadan comes, our mindset must be made, our zahan must be made, that we must try and improve our amal. Improve. Whilst it is important to improve your home and make islah of that hut, the head, the tent and repair, more important now is repairing and making islah of our hearts so that we become strongly connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When maut comes, then we are smiling and we say, Ya ayyatuha an-nafs al-mutma'inna irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyan. A condition we're returning to Allah ta'ala, happy, and Allah is pleased with us. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi bil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanallahu wa bihamdika nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. استغفرك وتوب إليك.